Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. Behind the Black, Bob Zimmerman keeps Behind the Black, but we're headed to something that is on paper, stacked very high, the NASA budget proposed by the Trump administration. Bob, a very good evening to you. I've read some of the highlights, but that's from major media, and their passions are quite different than yours. What do you see most important item that you learn in the budget, and then we'll go through the detail. Good evening to you.
My passion might be space, but my passion also says we have a nation that is more important than even space. And if our federal government is out of control budget-wise, then maybe we should cut things, and we should cut things from everybody. And I'm not going to be one of those people that says, cut things, we got to cut things, but don't touch my stuff. My stuff's sacrosanct. No, I don't go by that thing. So the Trump administration announced its proposed budget for 26, and not surprisingly, as had been hinted in anonymous reports previously, they want to do major cuts. They overall, it's a 24% cut in the overall budget. That ties into a 7.6 reduction in the entire federal budget. The main bullet points of this budget cut is that SLS and Orion will be retired after flying two more missions, the Artemis 2 and 3 missions. Whether those flights will be manned or not, however, is left vague in this report, and so there's an option to fly them unmanned. Lunar Gateway, the space station that was created out of whole cloth to give SLS a purpose, and really doesn't serve much purpose now except spend money, is canceled. The Mars sample return mission is canceled. The overall manned budget for interplanetary development, however, is increased, includes a line item now of $1 billion for Mars-focused programs. In other words, they're still going to go to the moon, but they want to now increase the manned planning for the Mars. They wish to reduce flights to ISS, cutting a $500 million from the budget. This is, they say, to facilitate the transition to the commercial space stations being built. They eliminate climate monitoring satellite work that NASA does, saying this is not what the agency's purpose is. And there are major cuts to other departments as well, and including a major restructuring of its entire operations, which suggests, once again, eliminating some of the centers, redundant centers that don't accomplish anything, and maybe reducing NASA headquarters and putting it in one of those centers instead of in D.C. That's the basics. Once again, whether these cuts will fly past Congress is an unknown. Congress likes its pork and has been spending pork at NASA for decades. I will add that this budget reduction of 24% brings the budget down to $18 billion, which is what it was back in 19. Back in 16, which, you know, isn't that long ago. And even with inflation, NASA accomplished quite a bit when it was that a budget then. So this is not draconian by any means. It does involve a major mental reassessment of what NASA does. And the question is whether the country is open-minded enough to consider these things.
Bob, why do we need anything from SLS and Orion? What's it accomplished to go two more missions and then the end?
Nothing. As far as I was concerned, you could have eliminated the program in 2011, as I wrote.
Right now.
And no, those two missions, the reason those missions are probably kept on the schedule is for political reasons. It eases the pain from the various places that get the pork.
Budget say that we're doing this to ease the pain? Because what is the mission?
No, of course not. They don't say those things. What they say very specifically is, let me use the words from the budget. The budget phases out the grossly expensive and delayed Space Launch System, SLS rocket, and Orion capsule after three flights. That includes two more flights. They don't say why, but they then outline why these programs are so. They don't say why they wanted two more flights, but they outline what the problems are. You know, in reducing any program like this, government doesn't like to do things fast because it's painful. And in the private sector, if things are bad, you just shut it down. You don't throw good money after bad. But the government doesn't function that way. And that's, I think, why they want to allow it to have two more flights. Politically, it'll make it a little easier to get other cuts passed if you say, oh, we're going to do these two flights. I should point out that the second flight of SLS, the one that's supposed to take people around the moon with a dangerous capsule, the SLS rocket is pretty much being assembled and the Orion capsule is ready. That's our next, you know, that's our next story. So to a certain extent, canceling now it seems to somewhat pointless.
Are they going to cancel, Bob? Because this is a setup to cancel. You could use a lot of that money elsewhere.
Are they going to cancel? That's up to Congress. This is a budget proposal.
I know, but
remember,
I'm asking you what Congress is going to do. You've got to report.
I have no idea. Congress has been historically a waste of everything. They don't cut anything. They're afraid to cut anything. They want their pork no matter what. So I'm telling you, I don't know. My instincts say that they will cut some of these things because of the political pressure. But based on all behavior so far in the Trump administration, my impression of Congress is dismal. I hope that answers your question, John.
No, it doesn't, because SpaceX has influence right now that it's never enjoyed before. No other private enterprise has ever had this kind of influence on the chief executive and leaders in the Republican Party. And taking that money and using it elsewhere in NASA makes budget sense. And putting up a rocket that you're going to ditch, retire, makes no sense.
You're right. But you're saying that Congress, therefore, should act rationally, and I'm pointing out how they never have for decades. And I don't know. I will tell you this, that the very fact that these very radical changes in how NASA operates are being proposed and proposed very bluntly, I think that there's a chance that, yes, some things will change here. I can say that, but expecting the federal government to do rational things at this point, I'm just too old to believe such things, John, so that's the best I can tell you.
I watched an episode of Fox where Musk brought the Fox presenter into a room filled with the Doge team, which is a bunch of middle-aged guys. It's not kids. And they talked about what they've found. Bob, there's nonsense in the federal budget everywhere. Nonsense.
Yeah.
You know, the Institute for Peace has guns on the premises.
Yeah.
And the Institute. Bobby, it's nutty. And
it is. I've been, you know me. I've been arguing this for most of the cuts that they're proposing for NASA are applying the cuts to the same kind of thing.
Listen to me, Bob. Musk is in the room evidencing nonsense. You can see that nonsense. Musk is not departing the Earth to watch Artemis fly two missions and then be retired to what, the dustbin of history? That's not going to happen. That wasn't – Doge exists to cut things like Orion.
Okay. I totally agree, but reality in my mind says we should not – we should be skeptical. We should be – diligently demanding exactly what you say, screaming at Congress to stop being idiots, to do exactly the right thing. Because you're right, John, 100%. And you know, I've been saying this myself for decades. But Congress has never followed through. And what they have to begin to understand is this is what the public really wants. They stop serving their special interests. They've got to start to do this. I agree with you. Whether Congress will or not, it's going to require screaming from people like you and me to make them maybe move.
All right, let's fix the Orion capsule that we're not going to – has no future.
Well, this is the next story. Yes, absolutely. This applies to Orion. So after $22 billion-plus spent over 19 years Lockheed Martin proudly announced in a press release over the weekend that they have completed the first capsule, Orion capsule, capable of manned flight. And they've delivered to NASA for that next Artemis mission. And they're so proud of how wonderful it is and how it will be the first capsule that will carry life support equipment with people on board. And it has a heat shield that still is questionable and dangerous and didn't work right on the previous unmanned test flight. So we're going to put people on board it as well. And, you know, I go into the history of Lockheed Martin here, and this is absolutely a disgraceful history of Orion. And it argues, once again, just as you said, John, how absurd it is to keep spending money on this for anything, and how really dangerously absurd it is to put four people in this capsule on top of an SLS rocket and fly them around the moon, lunar distances, with a heat shield you don't trust, with a light support system that's never been tested in space before. It's absurd, but that's what NASA plans to do right now. So this is one of the things I pointed about the budget. Even though NASA says it's going to fly SLS and Orion two more times, it was vague about whether people would be on board. And at a minimum, I've been arguing that this next flight should not have anyone on board because the risks are high. It might work fine, but the risks are too high to put people on board.
You reminded me what I've been trying to come up with, an analogy for what they're doing. Howard Hughes, he was given a contract to build a huge flying boat, the Ruptured Duck. Remember that story, Bob?
Yeah. The Spruce Goose. Right.
He built it out of plywood. And he said the contractor required it to take off. So he arrived, I think it was San Diego Harbor. He put full speed ahead, got about 2 feet off the ground, landed again, and they put it in a museum forever. That's what the SLS is about to be.
Absolutely correct, John. This, as I say in my report on this Lockheed Martin press release, the entire SLS Orion program has been a scam on the public, designed not to explore space, but to pump cash into the pockets of these old big space companies, who then take some of that money and to put it into the campaign pockets of the various politicians who supported them.
Yeah, welcome to democracy in the 21st century. Let's go to Starbase. Yeah. This is a good story. What's happened?
Yes, so we actually have the Starbase. SpaceX and the local people there and the government put forth a proposal to make it a city, a town. And so of the 300 eligible voters, almost more than 200 voted, 97% to make this a city, a small town called Starbase, with a mayor and two city commissioners. The three candidates who ran all ran unopposed. They all work for SpaceX or have worked for SpaceX. I gave some descriptions of the three people. And so now this town will exist, and it will have, as a town, the right to establish a use of the roads and to do various infrastructure stuff in the town, for the town, by the people in the town. So no longer controlled entirely by the county. And this, I think, is a good thing for SpaceX and the people that live there, which are mostly SpaceX people. In some ways, it makes it a company town, but in some ways it does not, because at least now there's a governmental structure to do local things there.
The next story, Mitch, it helps me understand why Starbase is important, because I recall early on, Bob, there was going to be some severe restriction of how many times they could launch from Boca Chica. Has that changed?
Well, Boca Chica, that's another story, but I have a story up on Behind the Black that the FAA has okayed the number of launches that it can do from Vandenberg out of California, from 36 launches to 50 per year. And you might remember that the California Coastal Commission, because these commissioners were all Democrats and hated Elon Musk because he's now supporting Trump, they said, we're not going to allow them to do any more launches. Of course, the Coastal Commission has no legal authority to stop these launches. It's a military base, and the military is just being courteous to talk to the Coastal Commission. Well, the FAA has basically also told the Coastal Commission to jump in the ocean, because they've now said that they see no impact at all from this increase in launches, and so they have now approved the FAA has now approved SpaceX to up its launch rate at Vandenberg to 50 launches. And you know what? It's great for the region there because it brings business in.
And one more story. Trump and the 747. Where is that plane?
This is an example of Boeing at its worst. In 2018, during Trump's first administration, he issued a fixed-price contract to Boeing to take two Boeing 747s that already existed, that already flew, and have Boeing refurbish them to become Air Force One, a fleet, two ships, so you have two, a backup. And they were supposed to get this done by the end of his second term. Now, his second term didn't happen. That means they were supposed to get it done by 24. Didn't happen. Well, now we're into his second term in 24 to 28 range, and Boeing is saying it's not going to be able to complete this contract till after he's out of office in 29. In other words, it's going to take them more than a decade to refurbish two 747s. If that isn't disgraceful, I don't know what is. So what Trump has done now is he wants a new plane. His fleet is getting old. And so he's enlisted in a new contract the aerospace company L3 Harris to refurbish a 747 that was formerly used by the Qatar government for his use and to have it ready before he gets out of office. And Boeing, well, they'll get their contract done, but he doesn't care anymore.
Bob Zimmerman, he keeps the website Behind the Black.
Stay tuned for more of CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Lowe's knows how to help you save. This July 4th, get up to 40% off select Maytag laundry appliances. Plus, get an additional 10% off when you buy two or three select major appliances. And when you buy four or more, you'll save an additional 20%. Find the right appliances and features that fit your home's unique needs and style. Shop Maytag 4th of July deals at Lowe's. Valid through 7/9. See Lowe's.com for details. Savings vary based on purchase amount. Selection varies by location.
You have 5 new messages.
Hey, Carl, it's Jen from Finance. Could you submit your expenses this week?
Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, Finance. Just need those receipts today. Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again.